Welcome to the Music of America podcast, where every week we visit a different state in America and meet a different guest in the music industry. Every day, Monday through Friday, we begin in Alabama and we end in Wyoming. I'm your host, Tom Pollard. Let's talk music here on the Music of America. The Music of America podcast continues in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and a friend of mine, who is also the BKB, or the Brennan Kenzie Band, as we call him, BKB, will be with us today. We're going to hear all about him and about that, and about an upcoming challenge, I guess, that Brennan is about to face. And none of us want to hear about this, but we all have to deal with it if we ever have to deal with it. Well, that's my tease for right now. Since we're in Pennsylvania, I want to talk about Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Portsmouth Music and Arts Center, PMAC. It's a nonprofit organization dedicated to building community through the arts. At PMAC, music and visual arts programs are available for ages 4 through adult, including private lessons, music ensembles, free art exhibits, events, and more. PMAC builds pathways for education and engagement, creating a safe environment where the students of all ages can grow, excel, and achieve their full creative potential. There's a place for everyone at PMAC. Visit them today, please. PMAC online, www.pmac, that's P as in Portsmouth, Mac like Music and Arts Center, www.pmaconline.org to learn more. About 9 years ago, I moved up to Vermont. And before I moved up there, I was traveling on weekends. And I met this young man named Brian Kenzie at a place called Radio Bean, which is, if you listen to this show and you hear me talk about Vermont, you hear me talk about Radio Bean a lot because Lee and I are friends, and it's one of the best music spots in all of Burlington, Vermont. Well, I met Brennan there, and I still have you in my phone, by the way, as Brennan Lennon poster guy. Because he was a student at the University of Vermont, and I met him at a gig and needed to procure some herbal product from him, and he was a good access point for me. And it wasn't for me, it was for a friend, we'll say, you know. And that's how we met. And then we got to know him and got to know his band and so on and so forth. So welcome to the show. And BKB is your own project that you do yourself, but you're also in other bands, correct?
Correct. BKB is my solo stuff. It's kind of funny because it's referred to as Brennan Kenzie Band, but at the moment, when I perform, it's just me up there with my bass, tapping my foot and singing. But I have had a full band in the past. Guys have moved out of town, and I do plan on getting some members back up there with me, but I'm looking to record all my stuff first. Just an easier way of going about it.
But there is a setback, and are you drawing while I'm talking to you? It sounded like you were drawing something, like he's going to sketch me while I'm... Guy's an incredible artist. He can do everything, I think. So the thing I kind of teased and led off with, you just suffered a major setback professionally.
I did.
A professional setback. So tell us what happened and tell us how that correlates with another band, former band member, because I think that's a hilarious story. I mean, it's tragic. It's near tragic, but it's on a different level. It's hilarious.
Bad break. I almost lost my left arm. Thankfully, to modern medicine and to UVM Medical Center, I'm going to be keeping my left arm. But
what happened?
I was snowboarding at the bush and just took a tumble. The next thing you know, my left arm was flopping behind me. So that was not fun. It was probably one of the more painful experiences I've ever been through. But meanwhile, right now, I have been trying to record all my stuff, all my solo stuff, which is about 50 songs, some three albums worth of stuff.
Yeah.
I've been recording them with my roommate. And now that this has happened, I'm definitely put back at least another 6 months for getting those albums down. But they're still going to be coming. They'll still be out one day.
Yeah, yeah. And this is all kind of, this is all BKB stuff.
Yes, this is all my solo stuff. In terms of Dr. Rick, yeah, our drummer, and W, our drummer, Zach. I've been drumming with Zach for over 10 years now. He's the other half of me in terms of the rhythm section. Mm-hmm. He broke both of his legs almost exactly a year ago in Aspen, and so we were put back for a while as a rhythm section there. And now he's good to go. He's back on the drums, and I go and destroy my left arm. So a couple of hiccups, but I was just saying to Zach yesterday, giving him a text saying, hey, maybe there's some sort of crazy spiritual thing going on. Maybe we both had to go through this in order to become the most badass rhythm section in the history of
mankind. There we go. There we go. And I mean, you're so positive about it. Your positive outlook is so just so such a blessing to the universe, man. That's one of the things I just love about you as a person. You know, it's really rewarding. Man,
thank you. Yeah, you really got to in a position like this. When I first saw my arm, of course, the first thing I thought of was, "Oh my God, I'm never going to play bass again." And then it all started hitting me. I went pale. I started feeling the pain, and I just had to put that aside. Of course, you think of all the worst things possible first. First thing.
Yeah.
I just had to put it aside and say, hey, maybe I can keep it. I'm kind of twitching my fingers right now. Just got to stay positive and work through it. And now I've got a good 2-3 month journey ahead of me till it's an arm again. So nothing else to do but stay positive.
Yeah. Yeah. We just got dinged again, by the way.
I know. I can't figure out how to end the dings.
I don't either. Nope. We'll just we'll call it God chiming in, accentuating your points. How about that? So you made reference to Zach and a band called Dr. Rick, and Dr. Rick, I think, is a featured guest when we get to the state of Vermont. We'll be talking to the band in total there, so we'll get to visit with you again. But that's absolutely actually how we first met. You were a bass player with Dr. Rick.
Yep.
Right.
Original rock and roll in Burlington, Vermont. We started in the college basements. And moved up to Nectars and Radio Bean and Foam, and moved into town.
Yeah,
done some shows out of state, but we've really slowed down lately just because of distance between us. One of our members is down in Connecticut. Also, right. Our guitarist is pretty busy with other bands as well. We still play, but I do think I'm going to have to cancel the show that we have in our books for this coming spring.
Up. Yeah, yeah. So rehab is going to be grueling, but you will get your hand back. You'll get your arm back, and you'll be playing. Because this is your fret arm, right? Your fret hand?
Correct. This is my fret hand, my left arm.
Left arm, yeah. And do you have feeling? You have feeling, though, in your fingers, right?
I do, in my thumb. The top of my thumb is a little bit numb, and I have a lot of difficulty doing thumbs up. But they say it's all fixable with
well, that's
time.
Great.
Yeah.
That's great. So let's get into Brennan a little bit. And how long have you been a musician? How long have you been playing music? Like, what was the first instrument you remember having?
Oh, gosh, it's a great question. I started on piano when I was, about 10 or so, maybe a little younger. And I always frustrated my piano teachers because they would try to teach me to read. And they would play the song and then put the music in front of me, and I would just play the song without looking at the music because my ear was so sharp. And I ended up spending many years with a wonderful piano teacher who taught me like that, who taught me by ear. He would just sit down and play it, and then I would copy. So I can read music today, but I'm really slow. I'm not very good at it. My strength is in my ear.
Mm-hmm.
After 5, 6, 7 years on the piano, I started playing guitar. And I want to say I played guitar for maybe only a year, really? A year and a half, until I picked up my brother's bass. And I just fell in love with the bass, realizing right when I picked it up that the bass lines are all I ever really listen to when I'm listening to music.
Yeah, yeah.
So I never put the bass down since. So I've been playing bass since I was 17, I think.
Now, were you in a band in high school playing bass?
I was. We had a trio band. My brother was on drums. I was on bass. And our good friend was on guitar. And we called ourselves The Farm. Because that's where we would get together and practice.
That's
we had a lot of cool stuff. That's so ironic.
That's so ironic. Because where do you live now?
I live on a farm.
On a farm.
This is my sixth season here, and I'm really loving life.
And what do you raise on your farm? Cattle, corn, sorghum?
I do veggies and cannabis, but cannabis is the focus.
Yeah, and you got a pretty good crop last year, right?
We had a great crop last season.
Yeah.
Thankfully, because the market is definitely getting very competitive out there this year.
Yeah. Now, did the flooding hit you very hard last year? Because a lot of flooding in Vermont last year.
It hit about half of my crop in the blink of an eye.
Man.
But luckily, the half that survived was very strong and came in and flowered beautifully. So I was able to get what I needed out of it.
That's good. And it is competitive because I've got other friends that are in the cannabis business up there now. Is it saturated yet? Is the market saturated?
I believe this year it's really going to hit that saturation point. But yeah, depending on who you ask, they'll say it's already saturated or about to be.
Yeah,
there seems to be plenty supply for the amount of demand, but the demand is high.
Right.
These dispensaries really do blow through a lot of product. So I think it's going to kind of, you know, wean out the people who are going to stay cultivating and,
It's almost like any business, even like the music industry, you know, you're as good as you are, you're as good as your product. And if your product sucks, you're not going to get gigs, you know?
Yep. Yep.
And your product is good, I guess. Cause you're.
Amen. Yep. I go for great product and lower prices and dispensaries like that. And that gets me the sales, which in turn keeps me going.
Keeps you on the farm. So you left. So as you got older, if I met you 9 years ago, then how were you 22, 21?
I'm 30 now. I'll be 31 in April.
Wow. Happy birthday. You'll be in rehab. for your arm. Not So did you decide to go to, you're in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Why did you decide to go to school in Vermont?
Well, I visited a lot of places, but when I came up and saw University of Vermont, it was beautiful outdoors, beautiful women, wonderful food, and an awesome music scene.
Yeah.
And so though that's what really got me to stay. Mostly the music scene, just because I wasn't super interested in school at the time.
Right.
Didn't know I was going to be going into agriculture. I knew I was going to do some sort of environmental science or something. They had a great program, and so
I thought that's what you were into, right? Environmental science, yeah. Okay.
Yep. But it was really the music scene and the town of Burlington that got me to stay, and the beauty of the outdoors right on the lake. You can go mountain biking. You can go skiing. You can break your arm.
Snowboard, break your arm.
Go do a game, and break your legs. I've been in Vermont since I came to UVM, and I really love it here.
Yeah, yeah. And so you're in Vermont, but you're also in Pennsylvania, because that's where your roots are. And you moved when BKB. How did you decide to just start doing solo stuff? Because you amaze me. You really do. First time you played a house party at our house, you got up there and did probably an hour just you and the bass, and I was just blown away at how talented and these are all original songs. I remember original. One thing you were kind of doing on the fly because you were talking about at Tom and Peggy's house, the party on Halloween.
It's all really, really simple stuff. My bass lines are very simple. It's all very melodic. Lyrics are pretty straight and to the point. But it all started, or I started calling it BKB. While I was at UVM, I had a couple buds I would play with. One friend was on the cajon, and the other friend the acoustic guitar. And we would play the songs that I wrote. We did a couple open mics, and we might have had a show or two in town. Back then, we actually called it Sticky in the Voice. because of the way my voice sounds when I sing, it's a little different. And towards the end
of it, I love your voice. I think your voice is one of the big selling points about BKB because it's so unique. It is so unique.
Right. Thank you. Towards the end of that group, we started calling it Brennan Kenzie Band. And then, of course, the guys after college had to go off into the world and do their thing. And so I was left on my own with it. But I actually started playing in town, places like Skinny Pancake, Radio Bean, even Nectar's a few times. And the reactions I would get were awesome. I played one summer on Church Street. I got a busking pass.
Oh, no kidding.
And every time I sat on Church Street and played, and there was no no amp, no mic, no nothing. But I would always get a little crowd around me, and when I would finish a song, people would come up and say, "Hey, was that an original? Did you do that?"
Yeah.
After the reactions I got, I realized I really do have to stick with it. It also wasn't really a choice of mine. I kind of do it naturally when I get stuck in my head, you know, sit down, pick up the bass and write a song, get that emotion out and move on in life.
Well, we talked about this beforehand. A lot of your songs are short, relatively short. I mean, I've got some guys on here who play like a 9.5 minute song. We had one guy, we had to break it up into two songs, part one and part two, because the song was so long. But some of your songs are quick. They're like 1.5 to 2.5 minutes long or something like that. And that's so cool for busking, you know, because the audience is going boom, 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 back and forth, and you can get through a song before somebody, you know, walks out of your...
It's really great for shows because instead of a 15 or 20 song show, I can sing 30 songs and keep everyone on their toes.
You get a real...
The songs really vary in vibe, too. They're all very different, very different message. They all capture a different emotion. So it's nice to be able to move through them quickly, at least for me. That's how I feel. That's why I stay entertained when I'm watching someone on stage.
There's such a Bob Marley influence in your music, you know.
Big time. I'm a big reggae fan.
And So take Marley out of the picture. Who else influences you?
It's a good question. I really fell in love with Nick Drake.
Yeah.
And that sort of subtle,
mm-hmm.
subtle vibe, though he's very, very technical with his guitar and even with his vocals and lyrics. But I think there's a heart to the BKB music that is just absurdly simple. Just a simple bass line, a simple sounding melody on top of it, and then get the lyrics in there that pull the emotion out of me and give it to the listener. But it's a good question. It's very, very much me centered and inspired by my own emotions, you know?
Right. Your style though, your style of playing, it's even something that's almost unique. Just like I said earlier, your voice is unique. Your style of playing is unique. Your percussion is your foot, you know?
Right.
Yeah. I just love that. All right. I'm done being a fan now. I'm going to dive into your music. We got quite a few songs we're going to play because they're relatively short. So we gave you the liberty of putting them all out here. And first one we're going to talk about is called Fam Jam. And when you said your brother was your drummer, I immediately had this picture of Fam Jam. That's what Fam Jam's about. Is that it?
Kind of. Well, I lost my dad when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
I lost my dad at 17. And my family has just been, of course, for everyone, it's just been a huge support for me my entire life. I have three brothers, two older and one younger. And so at the end of the song there, I say, I do like a 1, 2, 3. And it's referring to my three brothers.
Oh, how cool.
Yep. No, Fam Jam's just a sweet little ditty. When I left for college, I was very not school focused and very fun focused and socially focused. And every time I would talk to mom on the phone, I would feel the vibes of like, you know, you better get focused here soon. And so Fam Jam was sort of a song that I sat and wrote down to my mom saying, "Hey, don't worry. I'm really happy. I'm getting stuff done."
That's wonderful.
I love you so much. Thank you.
And then a little shout out to your brothers at the end, right?
Yep.
That's so cool. Let's give it a listen. BKB is the band or the artist, the musician, Brian. Why don't I call you Brian? Brennan Kenzie Band, BKB. The song is called...
Some of my friends call me Brian as a joke. It's my nickname.
It's so, well, if you're in Vermont, there's so many damn Brennan, Brendan's, Brian's, you know. kind of blend. In fact, we have a mutual friend named Brendan, right?
Yes.
Remember?
Yeah.
And when we
I think how we met through him originally.
We met through, I called him Jesus, remember?
Yeah, because he looks for it.
He looks so much like the pictures of Jesus. So Jesus introduced me to you. That's exactly right. I forgot. That's right. So Brendan, or as I call him, Brian, BKB, in the song called Fam Jam here on the Music of America podcast.
Ooh, I'm doing just fine. Don't worry about me, no. I'm alright. I said, Mama, I'm making good time. I got friends that I don't know. It's been a good night. And so I gotta thank you for all you've done, because you've been the best mother. I thank you for all you've done, because you've been the best mother. Mm-hmm. Brothers, how's it hanging? Mm-hmm. What you getting into lately? Who you banging? I said, brothers, I've got a big plan. I'm gonna travel around the world and see some new land. But before I gotta thank you for all you've done, because you've been the best brothers. I thank you for all you've done, because you've been the best brothers. Mm-hmm. I thank you for all you've done, because you've been the best brothers. Mm-hmm. I gotta thank you for all you've done, because you've been the best brothers. I've got to thank you. Oh, Father, I'm making you proud. You're not here with me today, but I know you're still around. I said, Father, I look up to you. You always gave the right advice. I know you were always true. And so I gotta thank you for all you've done, because you were the best father. I thank you for all you've done, because you were the best father. And I thank you for all you've done, because you've been the best mother. I gotta thank you for all you've done, because you've been the best brothers. One, two, three.
Fam Jam with BKB, the Brennan Kenzie Band, here on the Music of America podcast. I'm your host, Tom Pollard. We'll be back with Brennan and talk about a few more of his songs after I talk about one of our newer sponsors. Trevor and Eileen Build of Ordinary to Extraordinary Life have created, produced, and managed the largest all-original indie music Roku channel, Hotel, O-T-E-L, so it's like hotel without the H, Hotel Music Videos. They love to give back to help others be seen and heard for their life legacy. They welcome all submissions from a variety of genres, so visit their website. It's at www.hoteluniverse.com. Click on the What is Roku tab. There'll be a drop-down menu. Click on Roku Channels. Complete the submit video form there. Then you'll be placed in the Hotel Universe. Roku's seen in about 160 countries, right? Viewership of over 80 million active accounts worldwide. And be sure to add their channel to your Roku menu. And again, it's www.hoteluniverse.com. Watch and give them a big 5-star rating and get your stuff uploaded on there too. BKB, Brennan Kinsey, our guest here today. Have you done videos, Brennan?
Videos?
Not a live video shot at Nectar's or Sidebar. But I mean, an actual video where you produce and have a story and all that.
We've done a couple with Dr. Rick way back in the day in our old practice studio. But no, I haven't released any BKB videos.
Because there's so much emotion. There's so much emotion in a lot of your songs. And yes. I just have all these visions when I listen to your music, like, oh, this would be cool to do this on a Warren Falls waterfall scene as a backdrop or something.
Ooh, that's a great idea.
Isn't that something? Yep. And
I definitely do envision some videos, some video production to a lot of my stuff. Right now, I've just had to focus on recording it first. You know me, I'm so busy. I'm bouncing around at the farm and this and that. So I'm hoping to get it recorded first and then release some video.
Are you recording in Pennsylvania, recording in Vermont, or are you recording there at the farm?
I recorded up in Burlington.
Okay.
Yep. A roommate of mine up there, I was renting a spot for the winter.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He's got the skills for it, so we just sit me down in front of a couple of mics. It's really simple, simple, easy stuff to record, but it makes a big difference as opposed to my iPhone recordings that I sent you. They're just
much like a problem. Well, since we've got a lot of songs, let's get right into the next one. Hometown. Which is your hometown now?
Hometown. I wrote that song referring to Lancaster. Referring to Lancaster, maybe a little bit of Newtown Square, because that's where my mom was, right outside Philly at the time.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I wanted to send you all the songs that have a little bit of PA in them. And Hometown's definitely about Pennsylvania. It's an older song of mine. I want to say I wrote that closer to freshman year of college. But yeah, just sort of reminiscing on the farm that I grew up on, which we lost at the same time. I lost my dad.
Oh, no.
So it's kind of a reminiscent song. Uh-huh. Talking about pulling into your old hometown and the feeling that I get.
Yeah. Do you go back? Have you gone back to the old house? Or the old farm?
Yes, I've gone back a couple times. It actually turned into a 5-star restaurant at one point. Table 5-star restaurant. People would travel all the way from Philadelphia and all over to get there. But then that shut down, and now there's a new owner. But great news, my oldest brother is actually going to get married there in September.
Oh, how fun. So it's become like a venue now? Like an event venue?
Yes, I believe it's a little bit more of a event venue as opposed to restaurant.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful there. Wonderful hills of Pennsylvania.
Is it? I was wondering if it's in the mountains or is it?
It's kind of the valley side. So it's a 330-acre plot that we grew up on. It was kind of, more than we knew what to do with.
Yeah.
Four-wheelers, dirt bikes. I mean, backhoes. My dad just let us have at it.
How fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was the best way to grow up for sure.
It's so exciting. It kind of explains your free spirit, though, because you really are a free spirit. And when you're raised in that environment, then you get to...
Very much so. Yep. Yeah. And my dad sort of handed that off to us and to me he was very free spirited himself.
Yeah. And what was the hometown? This wasn't... What was it called? Was it in Lancaster or was it outside?
Lancaster. Yep. Wybrook, Pennsylvania.
Wybrook. Okay. So this is about Wybrook, but it's really about Lancaster, but it's really about going home.
Yeah.
Cool. Hometown BKB Band here on the Music of America podcast.
I'm on the road to Pennsylvania, going home to see my kin. I got loads of love in Pennsylvania. I'll show you what I know, but in the end you will grin, my friend. My friend, take it easy, I'm in no rush, I got the light of love on my shoulder, I'm in the mood to keep it moving. Bed steady now, before you know it, you'll be pulling in to your hometown. Down off green mountains onto Appalachia. Well, I'll tell you, Peace Rock is a place I really ought to show you. And those fields up in Lancaster County all have my life. Don't you worry, son, one day everything will be alright. Everything will be alright. 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 Take it easy. I'm in no rush. I got the light of love on my shoulder. I'm in the mood to keep it real. So keep it steady now. Before you know it, you'll be pulling in to your hometown.
Called Hometown with BKB Band. That's not the BKB Band, that's redundant. It's BKB or the Brennan Kenzie Band. So that would be BKB Band would be the Brennan Kenzie Band Band. Or the BBKB, which is the Brennan Kenzie Band Band.
Rio Grande River.
There we go. Next song we're going to talk about, Limbo. I won a Limbo contest when I was like in fourth grade or something like that. We're at a birthday party. And back then that was a big thing to do. And I was a skinny little kid and I was wiry and I played football. So I was able to really limbo all the way down. I could almost lay on my heels of my shoes. And I won a limbo contest at a birthday party. So I can't wait to hear about this song.
We don't limbo at parties anymore.
No.
It's fun.
So your limbo is a different limbo. Your limbo is like,
this is like caught in limbo in between.
Yeah. And where were you in limbo? At what phase of your life are you in limbo in this song?
So this song came up. Actually, my girlfriend Sylvia and I were waiting to go to Jamaica.
Oh, no kidding. Vacation.
We were waiting to get out here in the middle of winter. And it was middle of COVID.
Mm.
So we went to the airport first time and didn't have an updated enough COVID test. And so they sent us back home. And then we went back the second morning, 5 a.m., and the plane was delayed. So they sent us home.
Oh,
and the third morning was like a snowstorm. So we came back home again. And so here we were, our bags are packed. It was like 3 days of trying to get out of here. And we walked back home, walked back through the front door of home. And we were just sort of hanging out, like didn't know what to do. And I just instantly picked up the bass, opened it up, and started writing. Here we are, stuck in limbo. And then it kind of refers to her a little bit in the song too, making me want to stay home just because of the way she was talking to me and comforting me through all this frustration.
Yeah.
But that's how it came about, getting stuck in limbo, literally from airport troubles.
That's funny. Well, and COVID, man, COVID kicks so many people's ass, man. And you stayed,
I realized it captured all of that in one statement. Like, everyone was caught in limbo in this weird COVID times.
Yeah. You guys survived. You survived. BKB survived. Dr. Rick survived. Yep. And from that, I guess, Woo came out, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What I've found with a lot of musicians I've been talking to that were doing it pre-COVID and post-COVID, they can't, they're turning down work, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Like, there's been such a demand for music because we lost it. We lost live music, and now venues realize how valuable that is for their business.
Right.
And I think it's really a blessing for y'all because y'all got hit really hard, you know, 3 years maybe, not doing, or two or three, hardly doing anything. And you look at guys like Dwight and Nicole, you know, or Cat Wright, you know, all these musicians that are doing it full time and doing just that. My God, Dave Keller, how do they survive, you know? But they did. They did. And so did you.
Yeah. 100%. You did
such a good job that Zach went out and broke both his legs and you went out and broke your arm. So so this song is called Limbo. It's that state of mind that you experience, what we've all experienced that.
Right.
In relationships, in jobs, in parenting or being a child, and like, or what do I do next in my life? Or I'm in college, what am I doing here kind of thing?
Right. So I'd had the feeling before, but it was so intense at that time that I just had to capture it and had to get it down.
Yeah. Well, we're going to play it right now. The song is called Limbo, BKB, here on the Music of America podcast. Song called Limbo, Brennan Kinsey Band, BKB, here, our guest on the Music of America podcast. And we'll get back to Brennan in a minute and talk about a couple more of his songs. You know, we've all done this, right? You find that perfect tone you're looking for, and then the club owner walks up and says, excuse me, you're a little too loud, you know, something like that. And then you got to change that, which you've been working all evening to achieve, the tone where you're always in the sweet spot, right? Well, introducing the Lexi from Landry Amps. Now, the Lexi is a 100-watt amp that has at its core a vintage plexi circuit. Now, the Lexi has a rhythm crunch channel, a boosted lead channel, a digital reverb, a two-buffered effects loop, depth control, an awesome voice switch, considerably more gain than a plexi does, but at volumes ranging from the whisper all the way to concert volumes, and it's designed actually to be played at those lower volumes without losing that tone. So the two channels each have their own gain and master volume control, but they share the EQ, so you don't lose that tonal quality. It's a really cool amp. You can check it out today at Landry Amps. He's got a YouTube channel where you can watch his whole array of amps that he has and find the one that you really like, or do the same at his website, Landry Amps, www.landryamps.com. BKB, Brennan Kinsey Band, friend and buddy, and I always want to call you my little buddy, like Gilligan. Like, I'm the skipper, and you're my little Gilligan.
You always come, brother.
Yeah, brother from another mother, right? Yeah. Love your stuff. Love your style. Love how unique your voice. And is that how your voice always has been when you sing, or did you develop this vocal style?
Nope, it's just kind of how it's been, kind of how it is.
I always thought it was so unique, and I still to date can't figure out what it is, but there's a really neat way of how you like linger on a certain consonant or a certain diphthong, you know, and it just it's what makes you so special.
It's got an airy, it's sort of a forced air sort of sound to it, and it can get really raspy at times, but it's a wonderful mix of the two.
It's wonderful. That's where I always hear. I hear the reggae Marley influence mostly in your vocals, you know, and when you're playing reggae and then you're singing your style, it's like a, here we are. And perfect at this time, because we're having this conversation now when this Bob Marley movie's hitting the circuits, you know, so if people are into the music and into Bob Marley, hopefully they'll come up and buy some of your records and stuff. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But the next song we're going to talk about is called Your Honey. What's that? Tell me about that one now.
Your Honey. This is one of my favorites to listen to. You know, it's not the most enjoyable to listen to your own stuff sometimes, but I really enjoy the song Your Honey. I wrote it while I was out in San Francisco. I go out there every year. I have sort of a half family out there that I go visit. And the space is so freeing.
Yep.
That I always end up writing something when I get there, and releasing from all my responsibilities back at home, and something just comes up whenever I'm there. So Your Honey is what happened out in San Francisco 3 years ago. And I was going through a breakup. I was going through a lot of lady troubles at the time. And the whole time I was thinking about Sylvia, who I really love in the end. And she had moved to San Diego, so we weren't together at the time. But I still had this feeling in my heart that we were meant to be together and that it'll eventually come together again if I just sort of let go of it and let it happen. And then that's how Your Honey came about. I smoked a bowl out in San Francisco and sat down with the bass and out popped Your Honey.
And here it goes. That's so hilarious. And it ties into who you are. And this conversation is just really illuminating the personality that you are. You're just positive and a free spirit and creative, and the juices are just always flowing, and everything just kind of, even like the tragedy that you're facing right now. I mean, a guitar player that lost his arm for 6 months now, you know, you're up and just, you haven't wavered. And
you can't force life to go the way you want it to go. You just got to accept the way it's going and have fun with the way it is.
And then you smoke a bowl in San Francisco and write a great song called Your Honey, right?
Yep.
BKB and the song Your Honey here on the Music of America podcast.
I was hanging around in San Francisco. The flowers in my head had me thinking about what you said. You've been good to me, far as I can tell. You know I want to, but you know I got to keep rolling on to pack my things and say farewell. Get a move on. So I'm going to the country to find a place to settle down. I don't have much money, but I know that I can work it out. And if you still love me, then it'll come back around. Cause babe, it's your honey I can still taste in my mouth. I've been visiting kin down in Philadelphia. I love it every time we get the fam jam back together again. And it's days like these that remind me that I got it made. Yeah, but my time here in the city makes me think of you and all my dues to pay. Time to get away. So I'm going to the country to find a place to settle down. I don't have much money, yeah, but I know that I can work it out. And if you still love me, then it'll come back around. Babe, it's your honey I can still taste in my mouth. I keep on running around this Champlain Valley. You know my head is spinning, but I feel like I am winning in the end. I keep giving away all of my loving. I know what comes around goes around. You lose a love and you gain a friend, and it never ends. So I'm going to the country to find a place to settle down. I don't have much money, yeah, but I know that I can work it out. And if you still love me, then it'll come back around. Cause babe, it's your honey I can still taste in my mouth. I was hanging around in San Francisco. The flowers in my head had me thinking about what you said.
Your Honey with BKB, Brett and Kenzie Band here on the Music of America podcast. We have one more song to talk about, and it's for me. But it's not for me, but it's for me. So the song is called For Me, and because of who we know you are now from this conversation, you did something for yourself, huh?
Yes. The song was definitely for me and how I felt at the time, but it's also, it's actually about how, you know, when you're feeling right and it just feels like everything in the world is happening for you.
Yeah.
It's actually another song that I wrote out in San Francisco. I was just out there 2 months ago, 2.5 months ago, and first day I was there, I sat down and wrote the bass to it, and then spent the whole week while I was there sort of piecing together the lyrics. I knew that I had that feeling in my heart that I knew what it wanted to be about, and I knew it was supposed to be about that feeling of everything happening for you. It took me a lot of time to get it together, but you know, it never comes together right away. I never write a song in one sitting. But I was really pleased with the way it turned out. And I ended up titling it perfectly with the idea for me.
You know, I ask you singer songwriters this all the time, and because we're covering so much of your music, I didn't ask you about your process. So let me ask you about that before we play the song. What is your process? Do you usually start on the bass? Or do you have an idea that I want to write about something and a melody comes?
I would say usually I do start on the bass. Either I'll be like in some sort of deep emotion and I try to pull it out of the bass into a sound or bass line that sounds like how I feel. And then I'll start putting lyrics on top of it, usually trying to keep that same emotion attached. But there are some songs where it starts off sort of poetically and I don't have any bass to it yet and just start writing feelings down per se, or like little lyric snippets.
Yeah.
And then realizing, oh, there's the emotion in it, and then trying to come up with a bass line for it. But it almost always starts with the bass, whether I'm sitting down trying to pull an emotion out or I just sit down with the bass and find something
and say, yeah. Ooh,
that sounds awesome. That makes me feel like this.
Oh, okay, so yeah.
Those kind of lyrics on top.
So that hooks the emotion, and then your life experience that hooks to that emotion. It's like bridging those two worlds together.
It's actually kind of what happened for this song for me. I came up with the bass line first, and it was so sort of transfixing and meditative that it made me feel like I gotta write about how everything feels like it's happening just for me.
Yeah. And now this is the newest out of the five. This is the newest of your songs.
Correct. Right? Yeah, I just wrote that a couple months ago. It's pretty rough recording, but it gives you the idea.
Yeah. Well, let's give it a listen for me, BKB, here on the Music American Podcast. For me, the Brennan Kinsey Band, BKB, here on the Music America Podcast. And I love these shows when I do more music instead of talk, because I get to hear so much of your great music. So thank you for that. And thank you for your gift, man. And thank you for your energy and your friendship and all of that. And enough out of me. This is the last segment of the show we call Shameless Self-Promotion. So really lay it on thick, because you're not going to be playing music for a few months and you're going to need income because you can't work your farm. In fact, I need to talk to you about farming, because you got to get your crop out, right?
Yep.
And we'll talk about that off mic. I meant to bring that up to you earlier, but on the music side, because it's a music podcast, tell people how they can help you. Tell us where we can find you, hear your music, buy your merch, buy your album, CDs, and go.
Well, first of all, thank you, Tom, for having me and helping me share.
Thank you.
My music is, like we mentioned, in the midst of getting recorded. There's going to be a little delay on that now that I have no left arm for 6 months or so. but I am in a couple other bands called W. It's a jam band. We play a lot around Burlington, Vermont, and a little bit out of state in the area. And Dr. Rick. Dr. Rick is rock and roll. We also play in Burlington, usually at least a few times a year, and a little bit out of the state. BKB doesn't have anything on Spotify, or really not much of an online presence quite yet. That's what I'm hoping to get on top of this year and this season, once I'm back in action. Dr. Rick does have a lot of stuff on Spotify, though. There's some great live performances on Spotify. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are BKB songs that we play as Dr. Rick.
Oh, okay.
Turn them into a rock and roll version. Your Honey's a great example. a great live version of Your Honey Online. Besides that, I book shows locally, which I was planning on ramping up right about this time. But you can expect to be seeing me midsummer and fall and through the winter. Definitely up in Burlington plenty, and potentially down in Philly in the New York area as well.
What about a GoFundMe, just because you're in a situation, dude. It's so unique. I mean, you've got a farm you can't get to, right? You're a musician. Yep. You can't play. And mm-hmm. you got bills like the rest of us do. Have you thought about a GoFundMe?
I would consider it, but no, I haven't really thought about that too much. Partially because it's just me on the bass, and it's actually a pretty cheap recording process.
Yeah.
And I'm doing it with my friends and stuff at home. So it's not like I'm paying $75 an hour to be in the studio to get my stuff down, which is a blessing. Absolutely. There's a part of me that feels weird about.
I understand. I totally get it.
Ask everyone in order to give to them, you know?
Uh-huh.
But I'm sure it would be cool to get some sort of videos together, like you mentioned earlier in the podcast, or, mm-hmm. or to get some merch together, sweatshirts or hats and stuff like that. But really just step one is getting these three albums recorded and out to the public so everyone can listen to them and hear them.
Can you, even without your arm, can you go in the studio and lay down the vocal tracks? Like put on an earbud list, and so you can get that out of the way. So when you're up and playing again, then all you got to do is go down and lay down the bass.
But in terms of my music, we realized this about a month ago when we started, or 2 months ago when we started tracking, I kind of like the sound of it a little bit better when it's actually recorded live and playing and singing at the same time. There's just more of the emotion there.
Right, right.
So it gives a little bit more of a fine-tuned product. But I'm sure there's something I can do to get stuff out of the way while I'm recovering from this injury.
And you're open to suggestions. So people, it's BKB. Find them on Facebook. Where can they find you? Are you on Instagram at BKB or what?
I'm not on Instagram as BKB. Currently, it's just my Facebook profile, Brennan Kenzie, and my Instagram profile. It's just me. So I've got to get that media presence set. I got to get a BKB page and a BKB Instagram and start getting some regular posts and updates or funny videos. I used to do semi-regular live posts or live streams on Facebook. People loved that. But I just haven't kept up with it enough. Honestly, the message I'm getting from the music gods from breaking this arm and not losing it, but coming very close to losing my arm.
Yeah.
The message I'm getting from the music gods is, hey, I've been telling you to get on that shit and record it. And
get her done, as the expression goes, right?
This is my way of telling you, hey, when you're healed up, that's what you have to do. And that's all you have to focus on.
Well, coming up in May, we'll be talking with Dr. Rick. Okay. Well, we'll be broadcasting, so it'll be right before that because we do these pre-recorded. But we'll talk with Dr. Rick. We'll get a progress report and see how you're doing, because that would be post-surgery, and then we'll get a chance to focus on where you are at that point in your personal career. And then when we hit shameless self-promotion again, that's when Zach will talk about Woo, and that's when Rick will talk. Just everybody will talk about whatever, so.
Yeah.
Good chat.
Yeah, we had a show live at Foam for Dr. Rick booked for May 11th. But I will be very surprised if I can hit all the frets by that time.
Yeah. Will you still be able to do something? Like, you can't play, you can't be Brennan Kenzie, but can you get up and do a simple show? I guess we'll have to see, right? That's me.
We'll have to wait and see, but it would be pretty difficult.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's quite a road you're facing. So,
our prayers, because we have backups, wonderful musicians, wonderful friends. So W is able to continue playing, and we've actually got a pretty booked month in March, but they're still going to be able to run through that without me, thankfully. Okay. Whereas Dr. Rick, we don't really have backups for everyone.
Yeah.
And BKB is a one-man band at the moment.
Right. You have nobody backing you up because it's you. All right, brother. Well, get healthy, get good, and stay good, and stay Brennan and stay BKB, man. You're such a beam, such a light, and such a beacon of positivity that with all the crap that's going on in the world, you know, we so need somebody like you, you know, and I'm very, very honored and blessed to be able to call you my friend. So thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so happy to have you in my life, Tom.
Yeah, and man.
Say the same about you. The love that you spread in this world is endless.
Yeah, well, I get it from you guys. And from Peg, you know, and from my grandson. Well, okay, BKB, Brennan Kenzie Band, our guest here. Up next, we're going to hear another band from Lancaster. They're called Houses in the Sky. Join us tomorrow here on the Music of America podcast. You've been listening to the Music of America podcast. If you like today's show, please go to the website at www.musicofamericapod.com or our Music of America podcast Facebook page. Like us and follow the show and episodes. We tally the votes of all our shows, and the most listened to shows will be rebroadcast on our best of shows at the end of the season. I look forward to having you with us again and listening to the Music of America.